Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Are you working? What kind of work do you do?
This is the Punt and Pass Podcast.
Touchdown, 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 Georgia.
Now here are your hosts, two-time All-American punter Drew Butler.
Drew Butler, leader in the country in punts 49+. See if he booms this one. He does. Wow.
And Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl, and SEC championship winning quarterback Jake Fromm.
Flea flicker to get the night started. Downfield looking for Godwin.
Now, with the latest from around the SEC and the world of college football, it's the Punt and Pass Podcast.
Dogs are winners. A national championship for a new generation of Bulldogs.
Victory is mine. Yeah, surprisingly, I've been lame. For your next mistake, I put in work and watch my status escalate.
Your cornballs get stolen.
Welcome to the Punt and Pass Podcast. I'm your host, Drew Butler. Join alongside my co-host, Jake Fromm. Be sure to follow us on social media at Punt and Pass on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Drew Butler. He's at Fromm Jake. Puntandpass.com, the number one destination for all things college football. All right, Christmas weekend is on deck. We are recording this late on a Thursday night. My schedule has been so jacked up. The kids are out of school. We got holiday stuff left and right. I'm trying to fit some golf in here and there. Jake Fromm, I mean, NFL quarterback, I'm texting you, just bugging you. And you were like, you know what? Hand in the pile. I'm all about the team. Let's knock this Christmas edition of Punt and Pass out. So thanks for your commitment, man. Merry Christmas.
Absolutely, man. Merry Christmas. Just can't leave a guy hanging. All about the team, whatever it takes, but it takes what it takes. So it as does. Always, man, we got to put on a great show today and can't wait, man.
It takes what it takes. Trevor Mowat, rest in peace, Trevor Mowat. I've got the book right here. It takes what it takes. Phenomenal book. Absolute must read. He came to Georgia right when you got there, right? I mean, unbelievable mental performance coach, close with Kirby. If you watch some of the clips of when Georgia was making that huge run in 2017, I mean, he was an integral part of that, right? Speak a little about Trevor Mowat. I got the chance to meet him. Just a fascinating guy. And again, his book, It Takes What It Takes, is a must read, no question.
Yeah, no, man, Trevor was awesome. Just really appreciated his time. Me and him actually got to spend, you know, quite a little bit of time together. We would have some one-on-one meetings on Fridays before the game and such, and even Saturday morning too when we played a night game. So yeah, Trevor was great, man. Keep me honed in. He always had the best and cleverest sayings, and it wasn't like he was outside the box or thinking crazy, but really just another way to say just the most common and simple things. But man, it resonated with guys, and man, I think he just gave us that little bit of extra edge.
There's no doubt about it. Last thing about Trevor Mowat, again, rest in peace. He tragically passed away of cancer about a year ago, maybe a little bit longer. You know, Russell Wilson and him were super close. They started a business together. He really kind of Russell gives him a lot of credit for a lot of his success. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, no, absolutely, 100%.
So last year, Russell Wilson had the worst year of his career. I mean, objectively, statistically, the worst year of his career is his first year in Denver, all around bad. And I read an article that essentially correlated. This was the first season ever that Russell Wilson did not play with Trevor Mowat. And I thought, because I've read Trevor's books, I was like, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. It was sudden. It wasn't public. And I just thought to myself, knowing how impactful a guy like Trevor is, it makes sense. And obviously, Russell's had a good year so far this year, but he's a very impactful guy. So, again, buy his book. And I know, Jake, you guys had a good relationship.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure, man. He was tight with Russell, and he always found a way to bring Russell up. But, man, we had a lot of good laughs and spent a lot of good times together.
No doubt. All right, changing tunes here. Let's get into the episode. We're going to keep a quick pace. Bowl games are coming up this weekend. Christmas, of course, is this weekend as well. So Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody out there. This episode of Punt and Pass is presented to you by Prize Picks. You got to check out Prize Picks right now. They're doing the 12 days of Picksmas, which is unbelievable because they have new promos every single day. All you have to do is download the Prize Picks app. They send you a brand new promo every single morning. And when you download the app and use the promo code PUNT, P-U-N-T, PUNT, you get a 100% deposit match up to your first $100. Merry Christmas to you. What do you do when you download Prize Picks? You pick 2 to 5 players. You predict that they will go more or less than their Prize Picks stat projection, and you can win 25x your money, and it's instant. Again, 12 days of Picksmas is going on, new promos every single day to help you win more money. Download the Prize Picks app, use the promo code PUNT, and you can get a free $100 deposit match. It's the best. Prize Picks, the best daily fantasy platform in the country. At Prize Picks on Twitter and Instagram. All right, backing up a little bit this week, Jake. News came fast and furious Monday afternoon as soon as we got done recording our podcast, as it usually
does. Of course.
First things first, Carson Beck announces, hey, I'm returning to Georgia. And about 20 minutes later, Dylan Raiola makes it official. I'm going to go ahead and flip to Nebraska. I commit to Nebraska. We knew the Raiola thing was coming. I think we had an inkling Carson Beck was coming back as well. Color me a conspiracy theorist, but I find it fascinating, Jake Fromm, that Carson Beck announced he was returning about 30 minutes before Dylan Raiola posted a third-person poem that he was committing to Nebraska. It took the sting out of the flip, and it really just kind of settled Carson Beck as obviously the quarterback at Georgia, but that not all is lost on the recruiting front for the Bulldogs either.
Yeah, so I interpreted it a different way. I thought it was fascinating that Raiola posted that he was flipping 30 minutes after Carson said he was returning.
Gotcha.
So that's the way I saw it, whether or not that's true or not.
Yeah, I have no idea either. I'm assuming mine as well.
You know, I have no idea which person had the intentions at what time to post what first. I have no idea. Just seeing the way I saw it, thought it was borderline petty, to be honest with you. That's the way I saw it. But he's on to greener pastures. No big deal. Obviously, it looked like Carson returning played a big factor in where he wanted to be, and looked like he wanted to have the ability to get on the field early and play. So absolutely nothing wrong with that. Completely understandable. But yeah, that's just the way I saw it and the way I took it.
I totally agree with you. I think Carson Beck returning played a huge factor in Dylan Raiola not going to Georgia. His dad was an All-American there. His uncle's on staff. Obviously, he grew up loving Nebraska. Like, no ill intentions whatsoever. But there are no coincidences. And the fact that those two announcements came like literally within 30 minutes of each other, give me a break. There was something going on with the communications from both sides. The poem is a different story for a different day. Look, I don't know who wrote it. I don't
think ChatGPT definitely wrote
it. I mean, third person, bizarre. Comparing yourself to Heisman winners at Nebraska, which is, of course, a very historical football program. Okay, to each their own. Saying I don't want to be a cog in the powerhouse machine. I mean, I don't know. I've got my own opinions on that. I don't fault the kid because there's no way he wrote it. I'm just surprised that they allowed him to post that on his own personal page. So, look, Carson Beck's coming back. Do you think it's a great decision? Schedule's tough next year. Going to be in the same system again with Coach Bobo. I think that's a huge plus. No news out of the Brock Bowers camp, but you'd have to assume that he's going pro. He's going to have a lot to prove. And with the quarterback class that's coming out this year, Jake, Carson Beck is setting himself up for having a good senior year and really solidifying himself as a first-round draft pick.
Yeah, so let's talk about Carson first. I mean, I think it's a very good decision by him. I mean, you know, you know where 1 and 2 is going to be, maybe 3 and 4 with Penix or Bo. You know, I mean, but he easily could have jumped up to 3. You don't know, but he has the opportunity to maybe be a one next year.
Yeah.
And two, like the biggest factor to me in all this was that Bobo was the offensive coordinator with the past success. Excuse me. He's going to get the opportunity to throw it around the yard and really make a lot of plays and score a lot of points on offense, which is really great for all that stuff, boosting your status here and there, winning awards, all that good stuff. Team success is really huge for individual success when it comes to being drafted. And with Brock, I think when it comes down to Brock, Brock may want to stay. I don't personally know. And I'm not saying he is. I think it's going to be very similar to the Roquan situation that was kind of dealt with when I was a freshman there at Georgia, where it's like, hey, I know you love it here, but Kirby was basically like, Ro, you have to go. Like, yeah. You're going to be a top 15 for sure, a top 10 pick. You can't pass up this opportunity. You have to go. So this is just me speculating. I have no idea what these conversations are like. I'm just trying to compare it to what I know. And I could see the similarities in the, what's going on here to be very, very, very similar. So I'm sure similar conversations are being had.
He's thinking about it. I mean, the fact that he's still around, he's participating in bowl practice. He's doing community service events in Athens. Like, if your camp internally, and again, this is us just speculating. If your camp internally was like, dude, you're a bona fide top 10 pick, you're done, shut it down, you're going to the NFL, it's, hey, shake hands, love Georgia, thank you, everybody. You know, I'm declaring for the NFL draft. So, they, like you said, Georgia's a great place. He obviously loves to play college football. Could he be a four-time All-American? That would be
ridiculous. Unbelievable.
That would be so ridiculous. But I would have to guess that he's going to the NFL. We can all dream, though. We can definitely all dream. Speaking of the NFL, you're in the NFL. You played against the Los Angeles Rams this past week. We talked about it last week. You were like, hey, I'm going to be able to see Matthew Stafford. I want to meet him. I've never met him before. I was like, oh, Matthew's a great guy. You should go up and say hey to him. Well, you did. You did that. And the cameras caught that exchange.
Yeah.
You showed him the proper respect for a man that, what is he, 10 years older than you? How was that? You got to meet Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was cool. Yeah, man, truly really thought the cameras did me a little dirty. You know, it made me look like the little kid fangirl going on over there. But no, man, it was fun to meet him, obviously, and fun really too just to watch him in action. He made like 5 no-look throws in the game.
Sick.
Just kind of doing whatever he wanted to do on offense. And just fun to watch. We actually had a little bit of hope there late in the game.
I know.
It got really fun and really interesting. So that would have made for a great ride home. But, man, too little, too late. But,
yep, tough. Matthew Stafford still playing at a high level. The Rams have been healthy the past couple of weeks.
Yeah,
they're stringing together some wins. They have some playoff hopes as well. But if you haven't seen that clip, go check it out. Jake Fromm showing Matthew Stafford some love, two Georgia greats. And you know what? Like, the fact that you got to meet him, you guys were both on an NFL field, I thought it was cool. So that was definitely a cool moment. All right, moving along. National Signing Day was this past Wednesday. Georgia solidifies yet again the number one ranked recruiting class in the nation with the help of a huge flip on signing day. So Rayola flips, he goes to Nebraska. Everybody's like, what's going on at Georgia? Then you wake up on Wednesday morning, which was early National Signing Day, and you're starting to hear some things that KJ Bolden, the number one ranked safety out of Beaver High School, who's been committed to Florida State for the better part of a year, might be flipping to Georgia. And Jake, at 1 p.m. on Wednesday afternoon at Beaver High School, he does officially flip to Georgia, which again solidified them having the number one ranked recruiting class in the nation. So my question to you is this. Yes, he's a homegrown kid. He's from the North Atlanta suburbs in Buford. Georgia's been really hard after him for years and years. He was committed to Florida State. You might think people other shut it down. Kirby obviously stayed on him. And he said consistency's key. This kid's been on our campus like 35, 40 times. When he does commit, we don't stop recruiting. talk to us about that, because that is just relentless consistency, staying in the fight, even when you've been told no. And at the 11th hour, he gets this kid to flip and come to Georgia. And I believe Bolden's going to be an early enrollee. I think I might be wrong there.
Yeah, I mean, recruiting is the differentiator just for college football programs. Like, on staff, on college football coaching staffs, there is specifically, like, coaches who are known for recruiting. Like,
yeah,
coaches hire coaches because they're a good recruiter in college football. That is just how important it is. That's how big of a deal it is. And when you can land big-time recruits, good football players, guess what you also don't have to do? You don't have to coach quite as good or come up with quite as good of a plan, because you just have better players than the other team. And Kirby's learned this from the best of the best, Coach Saban there at Alabama. Yep. And lo and behold, guess what? They're at number two on the recruiting rankings. And it's just crazy that they just continue to do this year in and year out, post the top three recruiting class. But man, Kirby is insane when it comes to recruiting. He pulls out all the stops.
I know, dude.
They, you know, Georgia spends the most money by a lot in recruiting, and they just have found a way to become very good at it. Got a great system. It's a well-oiled machine. And honestly, I do not envy the recruiting people in that block, that department. I don't envy their jobs at all, because it is tiresome. It is ruthless. And man, when they go to work, they go to work, and it is tough work dealing with high school kids and their families. And there's just and add NIL to it on top of it. So
it's like a flamethrower.
Oh, it, you know, all this is, you know, crazy. I believe I saw something on the newest flip, KJ Bolden. And he's like, yeah, I came to Georgia, and guess what? I took less money. So, you know, money's there on the table. Somehow he's still able to do this without all necessarily the NIL stops. He's doing a great job of selling, hey, come here, we're going to develop you, you can make more money in the NFL. And it's proven. So Kirby's really good at it. And as a Georgia fan, let's hope that he continues to be very good at it.
I'm biased, obviously. Love Georgia. You know, love kind of studying Kirby's leadership and his mentality and just the success that he's had over the last 8 years. But if you do anything, if you work in any job, if you have a family, like anything that you do, if you apply the relentless consistency that Kirby Smart has in recruiting, in coaching, and I sound like a fangirl now, but like just studying leadership and studying processes, it is a bona fide way to get results. And you just said it. Like, that's the recruiting pitch to a KJ Bolden. Hey, you want to go get the bag at Florida State? Okay, do that. And it's the same thing with Dylan Raiola, who was KJ Bolden's high school teammate. Hey, you want to go get the bag at Nebraska? You don't want to be at Georgia because, you know, whether you have the heartstrings in Lincoln or whether you want to be the big fish in a little pond, so to speak, go do that. But if you want to come here, if you want to compete, if you want to play on national television, if you want to play the biggest games every single weekend, if you want to develop into an NFL player, come to Georgia. It works. It's what we do.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. It's fascinating. Huge, huge flip. And I do want to say this. The flip happened on early National Signing Day, which this year was December 20th. Next year, Jake Fromm, 2024, December 20th, is the first round of the college football playoffs. So think about Kirby Smart. Think about any coaching staff around the SEC, the Big Ten, around the country. You are trying to close out half your recruiting class, signing day, NIL, visits, phone calls, transfer portals open. Oh, yeah, and if you're lucky enough to be one of the top 12 teams, you're trying to prepare your team for a college football playoff game. The schedule in the month of December for college football is so jacked up and so brutal. I think they're going to have to get rid of the early signing period, move it back to February, maybe even push it later into like March. I really do think they might create that 12-month college football calendar, give these coaches a damn break, and give these kids a little bit of time to process all this information, because with more games, elongated schedules, they just need to make a fix, and I would think that will be coming sooner than later.
Yeah, I want to start off this discussion with saying, one, I 100% agree with you. It's brutal on the coaches. First off, I mean, let's just have a little bit of sympathy here. It is the holidays. It's Christmas time. They just finished a brutal college football season. They're going into bowl preparation. And then add the playoff on top of that. I mean, it is tough, man. And it's nonstop. And then
there's so much,
who's transferring and where do they end up? You know, in the NFL, you have like weeks and weeks of free agency before the draft happens. So you have an idea of where your roster is going to be before you go in to the draft. So, you know, the college football comparison, hey, you got all the transfers settled. So you go into the recruiting process knowing where your numbers are at, how many scholarships I need in this room and that room. And so you just have a better understanding of your roster. Okay. I do, however, want to play a different angle here.
All right.
Okay. So for the teams in the college football playoff, that would be a lot more difficult for them to recruit during that time period, correct?
Yes.
You agree on that?
Yes.
Well, that just, to me, that just increases the parity in college football. If all the other teams not playing in the college football playoff, now that there's a lot more time on their hands to go and recruit and make those last minute pushes for, you know, these five-star, four-star guys and flip them. So I don't know. Maybe the NCAA is sitting there like, I don't know. Maybe this is more parity, more chaos, and I don't really care about the coaches. So I don't know. I'm just trying to play different angles. And
I had that thought process.
In my opinion, that would create a little bit more parity in the sport. So just throwing stuff out there, you know.
I can dig that. I like that thought process, you know. And I don't know how the Division I committee would create or absolve that issue. As far as like the coaches, like we have no time. We're burning it from both ends. This is absolutely crazy. And it's not like it's done after the bowl game, because after the bowl game, you have another signing period the first Wednesday of February. So these guys are running so fast. And like you said, it's the holiday season. Show some empathy. Like, just understand, they make a boatload of money, but it ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It is not all sunshine and rainbows. So we'll see what happens there. I would just say that for the coaches and for the great game of college football, help these guys out a little bit, okay?
100%.
Throw them a little bone. Throw them a little bone. It's the Christmas season, okay? It is the Christmas season. And when it's the Christmas season, that also means it's bowl season, Jake. And bowl season really picks up this weekend. So let's take a look at some of the games. Tomorrow night, Friday night, Georgia Tech against Central Florida. I think this might be a pretty good game.
Yeah.
It's the Gasparilla Bowl in Tampa, 6:30 p.m. kick on ESPN. I didn't realize Georgia Tech had not made a bowl game since 2018. So a big feather in the cap for Brent Key. They also got, a pretty decent flip yesterday on National Signing Day. Gus Malzahn down there at Central Florida. That will be a really good game. Saturday, the pickings are a bit slim. Late night, the Hawaii Bowl at 10:30, Coastal Carolina against San Jose State. The Las Vegas Bowl at 7:30 p.m. on ABC is Utah against Northwestern. Georgia State, shout out Georgia State Panthers, in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl against Utah State at 3:30. So you do have wall-to-wall action from 12 noon until 10:30, and then things pick back up. Tuesday, bowl week really gets flying after Christmas. So Dogs play next Saturday, September 30th, Georgia against Florida State, 4 p.m. on ESPN in the Orange Bowl. And I had a little birdie tell me that Georgia's bowl practices right now have high intensity.
I bet.
Not sure what's going on in Athens, but Kirby has those boys fired up. Nobody has essentially opted out other than the transfers, and they're practicing to win a football game. So do with that what you will from that internal information.
Yeah, I mean, we've obviously on this episode, just this episode, we've given Kirby a lot of props on this episode for his recruiting. He's also a great motivator as well. So he's going to find whatever that tick is, whatever that itch is to get the guys going. In my opinion, it's probably going to be, hey, the rest of the country doesn't believe in you. Yeah. They didn't think you were good enough. And yeah, I mean, I could see him running this one up, to be honest with you.
Florida State's had a lot of opt-outs. Obviously, Florida State in the college football playoff era, I think without a doubt, the biggest snub by far. I mean, say what you want about the quarterback situation, Jordan Travis going down. An undefeated Power 5 champion has never been left out of the college football playoff. Travis is hurt. Trey Benson's out. Johnny Wilson's out. Jaheim Bell's out. Like, their whole squad's like, screw this. We got boned. We're done. You know, God bless Mike Norvell. They lost a couple of guys on National Signing Day, too. Like, just not a good couple of weeks. No fault of their own. Georgia has the opportunity to smoke these dudes, regardless of the situation at Florida State, to smoke these dudes in the Orange Bowl, make a massive statement and say, you guys screwed up. You said the four best teams. Obviously, we were one of them. And I could see Kirby throwing a little shade in that post-game press
conference. 100. Oh, yeah.
You don't think we were one of the four best teams? We just beat a team that was ranked ahead of us, number five, Florida State's number five. We just beat a team that was ranked ahead of us by 42 points.
Yeah, you don't think Kirby's not pissed that they didn't give him an opportunity repeat?
Come on. I agree.
And you don't think totally he's mad about that?
And he's passing that anger onto the team, probably by saying, inside period, we're going 5 minutes longer today. You know, we're making this a point.
I promise you, there's not a person who bleeds red and black more pissed off about a lack of opportunity to three-peat than he is.
Oh, man. You know what? If punt and pass got a chance to three-peat, we would make sure that we got that opportunity. It's been fun, man. It's the holiday season. I appreciate Jake Fromm for punching in late on a Thursday. What a legend. This guy's an NFL quarterback, and he's like, let's get this podcast in. Total stud. Be sure to download the Prize Picks app. Thanks to Prize Picks for being a presenting sponsor all season long of our Thursday episodes of Punt and Pass. Download the Prize Picks app. Use the promo code PUNT. You get a 100% deposit match up to your first $100. If you deposit $100, Prize Picks will give you $100. It's that simple. Just use the promo code PUNT. How does Prize Picks work? You pick 2 to 6 players. If they go more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win 25x your money on any entry. That's great for the holiday season. Right now, 12 days of Picks Miss is going on. So go check out Prize Picks at Prize Picks on Twitter and Instagram, prizepicks.com. Download that app. Use the promo code PUNT. You can do cross-sport entries. You're not competing against other people. It's just you versus the projections. Prize Picks is the best. I'll be posting my picks on social media this weekend. Follow us on social media at Punt and Pass on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Drew Butler. He's at From Jake, puntandpass.com. Mr. Fromm, Merry Christmas. Anything on the way out, my man?
No, Merry Christmas as well. Enjoy it with your family and friends and loved ones. The newborn king is born.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Merry Christmas, everybody out there. Happy holidays to everybody. My friend, Merry Christmas to you. Have a great weekend. Go Commanders. Beat the Jets, right?
That's it. J-E-T-S. Just.
And we will talk to you on probably Tuesday. Monday's Christmas. We're not doing that. Tuesday, Jake, I'll just text you. I'll keep bugging you.
Cool. I'm in. Let's do it. All right?
Great preview coming up for the Orange Bowl next week. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you next week. See you.
Yep.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/MAC. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon background screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.